We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN here on a Friday morning. And our next segment has to do with Kansas State University Police Department. We have a couple guests on the phone here this morning. We have Bradley Millington, Lieutenant here with K-State Police Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Ronnie Grice, Assistant Vice President of Public Safety with the Police Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure to get a chance to talk to you, and we won't be taking phone calls this next segment, as we've got the phone lines are tied up here. But Lieutenant Millington, I understand we had didn't hear any issues, as far as I know, from the first K-State football game last week.
No, it was a relatively calm game. I've been up there 18 years, and that's probably the easiest game I've seen or worked up there. Very few calls, very few medical calls, and I think we set a record on exiting traffic at 21 minutes. Lieutenant Brooks gave me after the event last week, so it was a good day and a strange day from going from what we normally have up there to the crowd size, but it went off without any problems.
And obviously, public safety is always a concern at the football games. But Ronnie, I might just ask you how that role has changed a little bit here in a pandemic.
Oh, I think right now, with what's going on with the pandemic, I think the athletic department, along with us, did a great job of how everyone was seated in the stands, the band, the non tailgate policy, and it was different, but it really went well. So I think that it's a team effort, man. Police department, the athletic department staff, just working to make sure that everybody was in, everybody had a good time at the game. Sorry for the outcome. But it really was a different game, as Bradley said, when you go from having a crowd of 50,000 to a crowd size of a spring game, it's completely and totally different. But it looked like it went well for the first one. And I think the first one was just a template of what to expect probably for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I guess that's kind of good to get one under your belt here. We don't have another game at home for a couple weeks now. Anything you learned here from that first game that you're going to try to maybe work on improving upon?
Right now, I don't really see anything that we can improve on. All our fans complied. The traffic, as Bradley said, we exited the traffic in 21 minutes, which is a warp time zone to get everybody out. And unless something strange comes up, I don't really see anything that we can improve on. It's just hope that everything goes well for game two as it did for game one. And it could be a little bit different too, but then we're going to be moving into conference play. So it could, maybe the atmosphere might change just a little bit. But I don't anticipate anything at this time.
All right. How about you, Lieutenant Millington? Is there anything you saw out of the ordinary? I mean, I know we get fans probably not just from the area, but people coming from other counties maybe aren't familiar with our protocols in Riley County.
I think overall it went very well, Brandon. I mean, with the mask policy and all that, everybody was pretty well doing what they were supposed to be doing, and I think everybody from coming in understood what to be able to play the games underneath the what the health department wanted. I think everybody understood, okay, if we want to come to the game, that's what we got to do. So let's do what the policy asks us to do, do what we're supposed to do, and that way we all can enjoy the game the best we can for the situations we're in right now.
Well, I think that's good news for everybody. It's nice to hear that that went off without a hitch. We got all the students back now, and, you know, things are way different. We got not only a pandemic. There's the scooters have been going around. Have you had any incidents with the relations to those e-scooters on campus, and maybe where they can and cannot be ridden?
They're in some ways, I think they've been good. In other ways, with people just got to learn where to ride them, how to ride them. They just got to remember that they're kind of like a bike, where you got to, even as a bicyclist, you got to obey all the same rules and regulations that a vehicle does, like crosswalks, and if you are on the road, and what you got to do. I mean, it's a learning experience for everybody. I think they're a good tool, but they're left all over, kind of like they are, and then they get picked up and where they need to go. So if people would just put them back where they're supposed to and use them properly, that would help out tremendously.
All right. Speaking with Brad Millington, Lieutenant with Kansas State University Police Department, Ronnie Grice, Assistant VP of Public Safety. What else did you guys have in mind here on that you want to make sure the public's aware of?
One thing we did come up with this summer, Brian, and I don't know if a lot of people, but we got a new app for the university, safety app. We did have it's called the LiveSafe app. And the contract was up with that, and then we ended up getting the Wave Guardian app for our. It's a app to so people can report things directly to us, like incidents on campus or around. It also has like a safe walk tab, so if somebody's like walking from the library back to the dorm, they can let us know, or an individual know that, hey, I'm leaving here, I'm expected back there. They can follow them on the app, their exact location. Also with this app, it's actually linked in better with our alerts and RAVE system. So if there is an emergency, it's another way to get that information out to the campus community. So that was a big project that we got completed, and there's still a few hiccups that we're dealing with, but overall it's been good. And the other good thing with that app and option is we are able to get it geofenced or per location, so we're getting it set up for the Salina campus, the Olathe campus, and our main campus here. So that was a good project to get going with us and a couple other departments on campus.
That pretty easy to access here as far as how you get the app on your phone?
Yeah, they can go to our website, and there's a QR code that they can download and then enter their information and all that. You do have to be a K-State student or an employee to get it. So,
all right, Ronnie, how much of a game changer is that going to be, do you think?
It shouldn't change a lot if we can just get everybody to utilize it. Because even when we had our old LiveSafe app, the biggest thing was just getting people to use it. So this really it's a fantastic tool. For us, for the individual to share information, or if they're walking, they can be tracked and all this. So the biggest thing is just getting everybody to go to the website and download the app. But it's a tremendous tool of sharing information with the police department.
All right. I wanted to ask you guys, too, if the new radio system upgrade here in Riley County, how much that's going to be. I'm sure you guys use that quite frequently. Have you had a chance to use it yet? And if so, what's your feedback?
Well, one thing about us is we've had our 800 system for at least the last 10 years, and we've been utilizing the state system a lot of times. But here, probably within the next 3 to 4 weeks, we will have our new consoles in, and along with a new reporting system that will tie into the countywide system. So, yeah, it's the greatest thing that ever happened is for RCPD and the county to go to this statewide system, and it's going to be really special that all emergency services can now communicate. One of the biggest things in emergency services and law enforcement is interoperability with the radio system. So now everybody can actually talk to each other from car to car. So it's going to be a great tool, and it's going to really benefit us on game day, because now everybody will be on the same system. So kudos to Pat Collins for working on this project for years, and finally it has came to reality.
All right. Well, I know the sentiment is echoed around a lot of first responders here in our community. About out of time here. Any last words, Mr. Millington?
I would just like to thanks for having us on, Brandon, and working with you guys, and let's keep everybody safe and healthy, and let's get through all this.
All right, sounds good. Well, we'll talk to you guys again down the road sometime. Ronnie, thank you so much, and Lieutenant Millington, appreciate it.
All right, and thank you for having us.
You
yes,
betcha.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yep, no problem. Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus coming up after this on News Radio KMAN.